Well, hey there, Darren Garman here, and I'm just finishing up. I got about another chapter left, another one of those investment books. And for most of you, you might be surprised that I look at and read and get involved in learning as much as I can about a lot of other investments, not just real estate, because I don't want to be out of the loop on things. But this is going to be another one of those books, unfortunately, that pretty much says the same thing as, you know, thousands of other books just like it. And I'm not going to show you the book and pick on the author and the title and all that. But what I will tell you is it's another one of those books that basically tell you you've got four conventional investments to choose from: stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and cash. And depending on your life situation, age, family situation, you move your money around on different percentages as you age and as your life changes, and those move around based on your appetite for risk. And almost all investment books like this say that to one extent or the other. And it's frustrating, really, because this is not new news. As a matter of fact, this is old news. I've been hearing this now for, ever since I can remember. Now, don't get me wrong, this information and this is better than nothing, right? So I'm not necessarily criticizing it for that. But the thing you never hear about and see in these books is what investments do you consider? Where do you go when uncontrollable investment events happen? Okay, now what do I mean by uncontrollable investment events? It's actually pretty simple. You really see two areas of uncontrollable investment events: political and economic. Okay, probably not a surprise. So political and economic, and it's all related to political or economic bad news. And so the problem I have with all of this is, and you know this to be true, market values, stock values, investment values change many times hourly because of news happening somewhere, sometime, somewhere else. And in most cases, that bad news has nothing to do with the investments that you're in, that you own, but yet that news affects the investment that you're in. Have you noticed this? It happens all the time. And so I am tired of hearing on TV, radio, internet, the reasons why the markets are down today, why a certain market isn't doing well. And those reasons sometimes are just mind-boggling. So the other day I heard that the reason why the stock market was down was because the understanding was China was not going to be purchasing as much of America's debt as was thought over the coming year. Okay. Now, what does that have to do with the stock that I own in Sherwin-Williams Paints, for example? Nothing. It has nothing to do with it. What does that have to do with any of the stocks that you own? Nothing. What about bonds? What about mutual funds? Nothing. Okay. Things like that, air disasters, terrorist attacks, especially as of late, because not the air disasters, but terrorist attacks, really, because we're seeing more and more of it, and it's just those kind of events are having an unbelievable effect on the market and on the values of people's investments, especially mine. So I have money in mutual funds and stocks, and when I get my quarterly statement and there's changes there, and I actually read through some of the reports. I don't know if you guys read the fonts about this big. So I actually will read through some of those. And the reasons that they're coming up with for performance is sometimes laughable because it has nothing to do with the investment at all. So it's nothing to do with, for example, how good Sherwin-Williams is doing, how many gallons of paint they've sold, how many gallons of paint they think they're going to sell this summer, in the fall, you name it, some of their other products, some of the other companies they own, etc. They don't talk about that. They talk about the next political event, or President Trump said this, or people think this is going on or that happened, and all of a sudden the markets are turning around. It's absolutely crazy. Now, what I'm sharing with you is just the way it is, but it's even worse today than it used to be. So the sensitivity of conventional markets today is at an all-time high, and it's going to get worse. I don't know, if I had a substantial amount of my net worth on a stock or two or just in the stock market, I'd be nervous. Why? I mean, I probably would be doing nothing other than like watching it on my watch or something, and you know, watching the markets and seeing what they're doing because of that. So you get the point. You see where I'm at here. And actually, all that is just the way it is, and we know that. And if we're smart, we're doing things that will protect us, will insulate us a little bit better, insulate our wealth and everything that we've worked hard for. It'll insulate us better in the event more and more of these uncontrollable economic events and political events happen. And so where do you turn? Where do you look at? Well, you've got to look at unconventional investments to do that. I mean, you pretty much do. Because always remember, when everybody's going one way, you don't want to be following everybody. You want to go the other way. So there are a couple investments that I want you to be thinking about in terms of what you want to be considering as maybe some alternatives to diversify at least a little bit. And the first one is not going to surprise you, and it's real estate, specifically apartment properties. Now, of course, you're saying to yourself, of course, Darren, you'd say that. You're in the real estate business. Of course I would say that. But I want you to understand, I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of investors over the years, and I'm going to tell you that, for the most part, they're very, very happy that they're involved in owning real estate in addition to other investments that they've got. Because real estate is the one investment that everybody needs, specifically apartments. Okay, everybody needs a roof over their head. Everybody needs a place to live. Everybody needs shelter. We all know this. And the other part of it is, when bombs are going off in Syria, when China makes a goofy decision, when President Trump decides he's going to do something that the markets react to, my apartment buildings that I have invested in, they're not changing. The value's pretty much the same. I'm still getting the same amount of rents. The tenants are still going to be paying me rent month after month. You follow me? No matter what happens out there, those values, so it's not as if the tenants say, oh, well, because of the terrorist attacks in Europe, we're only going to pay half of our rent this month. That doesn't happen. And so the nice thing about an apartment property investment, especially one that you actively own, now there's a difference. I'm not talking about a real estate investment trust. That's just another stock. So that's just another investment in another company's stock. Now, that's better than not being invested in real estate. But I'm talking active ownership, owning your own 100-unit apartment property, 150, 200-unit apartment property. And many of my partners own those and continue to add to them, as a matter of fact. And so when you go to a place like apartment properties and you actively own those, and they are, I don't ever want to go as far as saying immune to bad news, but when they're insulated from the daily kinds of bad news that we hear about, it's a good thing. And so I tell you to consider, if you have not, if you've not really maximized your investment, especially in apartment properties, you're going to want to do that. Especially with things are not going to get better. The unpredictable bad news is going to get worse, and it's going to continue to get worse, and it's going to get more frequent. Especially the more we get connected, the more we know things that go on, and the more markets continue to be affected by news, information, happenings, events that have nothing to do with them, it's going to get worse. So if you're smart, if you're thinking about this, right? So I'm thinking about this. What's everybody else doing? They're all going to the conventional markets, especially stock market right now. A lot of tech stocks are hot. That's where everybody's going. Fine. I mean, I'm not going to argue with that. However, I'm going the other way. I'm putting more money in real estate. You go ahead and you do all that, I'm putting more money in real estate for the reasons that I just mentioned. And not only that, but you know, there's income reasons, there's rate of return reasons as well, there's tax saving reasons, and a lot of tax savings, significant amount of tax savings as a matter of fact, as well as wealth building and financial statements improvement. I don't know about you, but I like it when my financial statement improves quarter after quarter, year after year. Okay, so that's one investment that I wanted to talk to you about. The other investment is tax lien certificates. Okay, tax lien certificates. Now, if you're not familiar with tax lien certificates, these are, you're basically buying unpaid taxes that that property owners haven't paid, and you buy them from either the city or the county treasurer's office in your state. So Iowa, for example, has 99 counties, and so every June, every county sells all of the taxes that have not been paid. And when I say sell, they're not really selling. They basically say, okay, Joe Smith didn't pay his $3,000 in property taxes. This is what he owes. You go in and you pay the county treasurer $3,000. You get a certificate that pays you 2% a month. A month, 2% a month. That's 24% annual, by the way. 2% a month until Joe pays those taxes. Okay. Ultimately, if Joe never pays the taxes, guess what you get? You get the property. Now, you may have seen, I don't know if they're on anymore, those infomercials where the get rich in real estate ones where the guy is saying he bought a property for $837 or $1,460 and now it's worth $68,300. Have you seen those? If you haven't, they're still out there, but that's how they do it. They go to the tax sales, they buy the tax liens on them, and for some reason, the owner ultimately doesn't pay, well, then you get the property. And so think about this, though. Your investment's backed up by real estate that is going to be worth, in 99.9% of the cases, a hell of a lot more than the amount that you've invested to buy that tax lien, right? So there's really not a lot of risk, and you're getting 2% a month, 24% annual. I don't know where else you can do better than that from a rate of return standpoint. And you've also got a fairly good you've got a fairly good idea of how low the risk is when it's backed up by the real estate property, which of course is worth 90% of the time a heck of a lot more than what that certificate is. Okay, so I want you to think about those two investments, especially the apartment property investments, tax lien certificates. But ultimately, what I really want you to think about are those uncontrollable investment events that happen, that are going to continue to happen, and are going to continue to affect the investments that you have in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and to a certain degree in cash too, if you've got your cash in the bank. As this news keeps churning out, and as things keep getting even more and more related to each other, the more and more this is going to happen. So it pays to, sooner versus later, find some alternative investments, like owning your own apartment property, like tax lien certificates, where you can diversify and at least take some of that money off the table, so to speak, put it over here and let that work for you over here, so you can have at least some of your portfolio, your net worth, your investments, however you want to term it, in those kind of investments that are insulated from that kind of from those kind of uncontrollable investment events that happen. Okay, and so I appreciate you spending time with me. This is something I wanted to share with you that I think is important, and think it's something that you should be at least thinking about. And especially even with me, it's information I wanted to pass on to you to give some thought to. Okay, so I appreciate your time today. I appreciate you spending it with me. Thank you very much. I hope your summer's going well and will continue to go well. And I will talk to all of you again soon in next month's Fireside Chat. All right, take care, everybody. We'll see you. Have a great day. All right, bye-bye.